It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're back at SUNY Cortland as the Unitego girls, the one seed, will take on Watkins Glen, the two seed, in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship Contest. The atmosphere is great here today at SUNY Cortland as both teams are finishing their final warm-ups. We're about 6 or 7 minutes away from tip-off. And it's exciting because after this game at 3 o'clock, you'll want to stay tuned because we'll have the Unadilla Valley boys taking on Lansing in the boys' Section 4 Class C championship game. So it's a doubleheader here today on WCDO, and we're so glad to have you along. It's probably the most exciting time of the season right now for high school basketball. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles to choose from on two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a small break. We'll come back. We'll get you all set for this contest today between the Spartans and the Senecas live on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Butler Auto Sales has the widest variety of vehicles in the area. Over 150 to choose on two lots in Sydney. And these just in. 12 2017 Nissan Versas for only $99.75 each. A must-see 2017 one-owner Dodge Charger SXT with only 8,600 miles.
At just $23,975.
A 2014 Chrysler 300 all-wheel drive with heated and vented seats and even heated seats in the back. Test drive a 2018 Dodge Journey Crossroad all-wheel drive, just 15,000 miles. And priced at only $29.75. And a gorgeous 2016 one-owner Chevy Silverado High Country four-wheel drive with leather, sunroof, and navigation. A must-see. Let's face it, folks. Nobody has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. With two locations on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull again on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Unitego and Watkins Glen here for the championship. Boy, I think back just a year ago it was BG taking on Watkins Glen for the title. And BG walked away with the Section 4 Class C championship, went on to play in the regional against Syracuse Academy of Science, losing a heartbreaker. But it's always fun when one of our local teams can move on to states. And I don't want to look too far ahead, but folks, if Unitego could win this game here today, guess who's waiting in the state quarterfinals? Cooperstown, a team that they played twice during the regular season in what is kind of just a fun non-league matchup. Two very good games, two very close games. Unitego won both of those games, but Cooperstown's been on a real tear. Of course, we did their game up at the Dome on Thursday night where they knocked off Little Falls as the four seed. So Cooperstown has won their section already up in Section 3 Class C. And the regional game will be next weekend, next Sunday, down at the arena in Binghamton. So how fun would that be if we could get two local teams matching up against one another in the regionals? And if the UV boys won today and the Cooperstown boys win tomorrow in their sectional final, they could meet up. And they had a non-leaguer earlier this year that Cooperstown won by three. So I know I'm doing the media thing. I'm looking too far ahead. And if you talk to any of these coaches, they say, hey, at this point, it's one game at a time. Our team has to be focused. But as I was coming into the gym today, setting up my gear here at SUNY Cortland, the Unitego girls, the one seed, they're dancing. They're having fun. They're very, very loose. And I'm talking with Coach Z, and he said, Nate, you know, this is great. We're here earlier than we ever expected to be. Of course, this team is packed with sophomores and juniors, and he didn't think that they would be here maybe for another year or two until they got a little more maturity, a little more down the road. But this team has exceeded expectations all year, and I think that loss in the MAC championship to Bainbridge Guilford 2 weeks ago really has motivated this team, and they've been on a heck of a tear since then, and of course knocked off BG in the semifinals here earlier in the week, 36-26. So that's one thing that Unitego prides themselves on, is playing great defense. They usually full court press you to death, and they're just loaded with athletes up and down the floor. Now, they're not going to put up a ton of points. Again, talking with Coach Z before the game and throughout the season, he has said, we're not a great shooting team. We're going to have to beat you with our pressure defense and our press and things of that nature, but certainly they're a team that is as athletic as anybody you're going to see. Now, on the other side, the Senecas are well coached. They have been here many, many times. This is an expectation for Watkins Glen, if you're in this program, to get here. And so they have been here many times, so I don't think they're going to be nervous about the stage or anything like that. And talking from the local coaches that have played Watkins Glen this year, when you talk to especially like Delhi head coach Todd Bruce and his staff, he said they're a fast team that can get up and down the floor. They're filled with a lot of great guards. It all starts with their point guard. She can get to the rim. She can distribute. And, you know, they're just a very tough team to handle. So I think it's going to be a great matchup here today. Guards for days on both of these teams. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, they will get you financed, and you can apply for credit, see all the selection online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be back with the starting lineups, the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game today. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more coming up on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, live from SUNY Cortland again today for the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship. Let's do our starting lineups first for Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, and Coach Alicia Learn. They start with senior number 3, Hannah Morse. Junior number 12, Kelsey Kernan. Junior number 20, Adriana Solomon. Senior number 23, Danielle Leshick. And senior number 24, Taylor Kelly. On the other side for Unitego and famous local head coach Bob Z, the sophomore tandem here is really only one senior in this starting lineup. Sophomore number 4, Dana Stepp. Sophomore number 20, Megan Perry. Sophomore number 21, Morgan Perry. The lone senior number 22, Morgan Newman. And the junior point guard, very fun to watch, number 23, Haley Lucia. Unitego's in the white uniforms with the green trim. And says Spartans across the front of the uniform there. And Watkins Glen is in the road navy blue with the maroon trim. Says Watkins Glen in maroon across the front of the uniform there. And, well, one thing as a broadcaster I always say, the Watkins Glen uniforms are not very broadcaster-friendly. They're hard to see. We're up in the press box here today. We'll do our best, of course. Very dark uniform, but they do look sharp, I got to say, from a player's perspective. You probably love them. And we're underway here. The opening tip will go to Watkins Glen. They are going to go right to left, and we are underway here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game. We'll also be keeping an eye on the Class D Championship game. That's at SUNY Oneonta today between South Courtright and Franklin, the 1-2 seed. Watkins Glen is going to fire one up. A 3 on the opening possession will go, and it's a 3-0 lead here early for the Senecas. Quickly back down the floor. Haley Lucia with a one-hand pass, knocked out of bounds as she was looking for Megan Perry. It'll stay with the Spartans. So we're 30 seconds in, and that was basically just a turn-and-fire three-pointer for Taylor Kelly. Good start for the Senecas. Unitigo on the baseline. On their own end of the floor, going left to right, we'll get it into Meg Perry. Perry will get into the paint. Little runner here is no good, but she is fouled down low by Adriana Solomon, her first, team's first. Yeah, again, we'll be keeping an eye on those Class D games. Number one at South Courtright, number two, Franklin. That game is also tipping at 1 o'clock at SUNY Oneonta in the girls' Class D Section 4 Championship. Perry to the line. Meg gets the first one to go. There's the first basket of the afternoon for Unitigo. Again, Nate Lowell with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll be recognizing our special sponsors throughout today's broadcast as well. Perry goes 2 for 2. And the junior standing, or the sophomore, excuse me, standing 5'11", gets the first 2 points of the game. So it's Watkins Glen 3, Unitigo 2. Watkins with the ball. And they'll go to the right side again as they go right to left. Top of the key, they'll fire up another long 3 for Taylor Kelly from downtown. Nails it. Back-to-back 3-pointers, and Watkins Glen leads 6-2. What a start for the Senecas. Back up the floor right side. Here's Meg Perry again. Scoops underneath, wants to take it to the rim. Right-handed layup won't go. Rebound underneath, and a foul is called on Unitigo's Morgan Perry. So her first, team's first, with 6:55 to go first quarter. It's Watkins Glen off to a 6-2 lead. Watkins Glen, a team that just seems to be here year after year. Won a state title just a couple of years ago. Boy, that team was very good. Remember them playing BG as well. And a good pass. They'll dump it off to the far side, left side, to the right for Kelsey Kernan, and it's 8-2 Watkins Glen. With 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's Haley Lucia in transition. Has her pocket picked, but then gets it back. Out to Morgan Perry. Zips one across for Dana Stepp. Pump fakes on a 3. Dishes off for Morgan Newman. Pull-up jumper is no good, but Meg Perry is there. Her rebound shot is blocked, and here comes the Senecas. And it all starts with the point guard, the senior, Hannah Morse. Gets into the paint. Dishes one off. Here's Kelly. Another triple on the way. It's too strong. Rebound for Lucia on the weak side for Unitigo. Spartans will bring it up the floor, crossing the big at Red Dragon C logo at midcourt. 2 minutes into the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game, and Unitigo trails 8-2. Right side now for Dana Stepp. Comes off a screen. Watkins Glen, I would say, is a little bit bigger as a team here than Unitigo, size-wise. Here's Lucia in the paint. We'll leave it for Meg Perry. Back out Dana Stepp. 5 on the shot clock. Right elbow jumper. Got it. And Dana Stepp puts it in for 2. Unitigo, I think it's important to keep it close in the early going. 5:40 to go, first quarter. 8-4 is the score. Watkins Glen on top of Unitigo. Sectional championship for Section 4, Girls Class C. Pull up 3 here for Watkins Glen. Is short. Shot was by Hannah Morse. Rebound for Morgan Perry. And Unitigo is looking to run. Lucia will push it across half court. Feeds one for Meg Perry. Gets into the paint and is fouled. Let's see who it's on here for the Senecas. Meg Perry having a lot of success in the early going, getting to the hoop. And so the foul, I believe, is going to be on Kelsey Kernan. So that's the team's second foul. Newman's going to go to the bench, and Paige McCoy will come in here for Unitigo with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo will get it in left side for Haley Lucia, a little 180 spin. Now we'll pump it back out. Now to the right side. We'll dish one off for Paige McCoy. McCoy tries a little backdoor cut for Megan Perry, and the pass is intercepted. Watkins Glen will come away. Again, the Senecas lead the Spartans 8-4 with 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball on the right side of the floor. Looking for different options now. They'll leave it here for Lysik. Lysik picks it up at the foul line, was stripped of the ball, but it rolls back out to Kelsey Kernan. She'll zip one down low for Lysik again, dishing it off. Shot here from Solomon is too strong. Meg Perry with another rebound with 4:40 to go, first quarter. Unitego trailing 8-4 in the sectional championship game. Winner will get Cooperstown in the state quarterfinals next Sunday. Here is Dana Stepp at the top of the key. We'll leave it for Paige McCoy. McCoy wants to take it to the rim. She's blocked in the man-to-man defense, and WG comes away. Here come the Senecas, and they'll get a breakaway layup. Left-hander is missed by Taylor Kelly. She won't miss many of those, and Unitego with a rebound. Morgan Perry across midcourt to Haley Lucia with 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. Good crowd here today at SUNY Cortland. Both these teams traveling well here for the sectional final, their fan base, that is. Here's Morgan Perry, right side Haley Lucia. Goes for Meg Perry. The cut down low is good. What a move. Came off that screen and finished. Meg Perry now with 4 points. Unitego cuts it back to a two-point game. It's Watkins Glen 8, Unitego 6, 3:50 to go first quarter. Seneca's with the ball on the right side as they go right to left. Back to the top of the key. They'll pull up for a long three off the back of the rim. Too much mustard on that one. A rebound here for the Senecas. They'll kick it out. They'll try another three with Taylor Kelly. This one's also too strong. And Meg Perry with a rebound, but her pass is intercepted on the outlet. Senecas come away. They'll go down low, and we'll have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Unitego. So Perry came down with that ball, tried a quick outlet pass to Haley Lucia. It was intercepted, but then Lucia was able to immediately tie up Kelsey Kernan. And so the arrow gives it back to Unitego. Watkins Glen wants a timeout with 3.5 to go first quarter. Watkins Glen 8, Unitego 6. We'll step away for 30 on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Many special sponsors for today's game, including Patriot Masonry of Otego, Keller Williams agent Stacy Frazier, Northern Eagle Redemption Center in Oneonta, and the Unitego Booster Club. We'll be recognizing our special sponsors throughout today's game. Back underway, Unitego with the basketball on the right baseline. Now for Dana Stepp. Pulls up for a three. Too strong. Rebound here for the Senecas for Taylor Kelly. So we come up on 3 minutes to go in the opening frame. Watkins Glen leads Unitego in the Section 4 Class C Championship 8-6. Senecas with the ball. They'll go to Hannah Morse. Great pass. Dishes off there for Kelsey Kernan, who finishes. Boy, what a pass there from Morse. Split two defenders, and she was getting sandwiched as she dished it off, and it's 10-6. With 2:45 to go in the first quarter. To see Hannah Morse of Watkins Glen against Haley Lucia of Unitego, this is two guards who can really handle the ball. Unitego tries a pass down low, intended for Morgan Perry off her hands out of bounds, and goes back to Watkins Glen with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Watkins Glen leads Unitego 10-6. We'll get an update on that South Courtright and Franklin game in just a minute. As here is Morse with the ball on the right side in front of the scorer's table. Now cuts back left side, tries to go all the way to the rim, and she's fouled, I believe, here by Megan Perry. With 2:25 to go in the first quarter, Perry is not pleased with that call. Bounced the ball on the floor a little bit there, and she's lucky. Must be the officials are in a good mood so far. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. 10-6 is the score, and here is Hannah Morse to the line looking for her first points of the game, but she's already has three assists. This one rattles in and out. Both teams going to the bench. Morgan Newman will check back in for Unitego. And we'll see who comes off here for the Spartans. So Newman will come back in for Paige McCoy. Jenna Slater has come in for Watkins Glen on the other side. More steps to the line. Watkins Glen with a 10-6 lead. 2:25 to go first quarter. Rattles in and out, so she goes 0 for 2. Rebound for Morgan Perry of Unitego. Gets it to Dana Stepp, who will work it across midcourt. With 2:20 to go first quarter. Stepp now to the right elbow. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Does dump it off to Morgan Newman. Turnaround shot. Good pump fake underneath. Couldn't get it to go, though. And the rebound for Taylor Kelly. Watkins Glen has done a good job on the glass so far. Really kind of limiting Unitego to a one and done on each offensive possession. Kelly takes it right to the rim, was kind of just trotting down the left side of the floor, took it all the way, and then was fouled. I don't think Unitego was expecting her to turn on the jets like that, and she will head to the line. So again, we'll get you some South Courtright and Franklin updates as Kelly gets the first shot to go at the line. She now has 7 points. Second shot coming here for Kelly. Rattles in and out. Rebound for Morgan Newman. And Unitiga will walk it back up the floor with a minute 55 to go first quarter. Watkins Glen leading 11-6 over Unitiga. Here is Haley Lucia. Comes off a screen to the right elbow. Thought about shooting it. Instead dishes it down low for Meg Perry, who finishes. Great look there from Lucia to find Perry. Meg Perry now with 6 of Unitiga's 8 points. That's Watkins Glen leading 11-8 as we have 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Seneca's with the ball on the right side. They'll zip one across here for Hannah Morse. Lobs one back to Taylor Kelly. 3 ball from downtown. Splash for Taylor Kelly. She's got 10 of Watkins Glen's 14 points. And the Glen leads 14-8 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Lucia across midcourt will now find Morgan Perry. Perry wants to take it right to the rim. Too strong there. A lot of contact and no call. Ball loose on the floor. A travel on Watkins Glen. And Unitiga will get it back. If Unitiga could win today, wouldn't this be something for this group of girls? They won the MAC championship in soccer, also won the Section 4 Class C soccer championship, had a great basketball year, lost in the MAC finals, but here they are playing for another sectional title. Here's Haley Lucia, right side, is left wide open for a long two. It rattles in and out. Too much spice on that one. Ball out of bounds, but last touch by the Senecas. Unitiga will hold on. Our update is South Courtright leads 12-2 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter over Franklin. Boy, SK just so much pressure defense. It's hard for any team to handle. Here is Meg Perry off the out-of-bounds play for Unitiga. Spots up, and she is fouled with exactly 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. And she'll head to the line. So Meg Perry with 6 points has really come out to play here today. Perry, first shot from the line is good. Second one coming. Other special sponsors for today's game include Jake's Deli in Otigo, Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, Otigo Family Dental, as well as Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla and SFCU. Second shot for Perry is off the mark and no good. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is Watkins Glen leading 14-9. Left side of the floor now for Hannah Morse. Morse will go to Taylor Kelly, wide open for another three, banks it in from an incredible angle. Taylor Kelly with 13 points, and it's 17-9. She's on fire. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitiga could really use a bucket here for some momentum late in the first frame. Here's Meg Perry, left side, leaves it for Morgan Newman. Newman with a bounce pass to Haley Lucia. Lucia to the interior. Her pass is off the leg there of Taylor Kelly and out of bounds. Taylor Kelly with 13 points. The senior will not be denied so far for the Lady Senecas. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Dana Stepp on the baseline will look to get the basketball in. Stepp finds Meg Perry underneath, tries to toss it up, and won't get it to go. Rebound here for the Senecas. 10 seconds left. They get across midcourt. And here's Hannah Morse into the paint, tosses it up. It's good. Hannah Morse was sandwiched by two defenders and somehow got it to go in. End of the first quarter. Watkins Glen leads Unitiga 19-9. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. End of the first quarter here. It's Watkins Glen at 19, Unitiga 9. End of the first quarter in Oneonta. It's SK leading Franklin 12-4. So again, starting the second quarter here at SUNY Cortland, and this is going to be big for Unitego. How do they bounce back after Watkins Glen, you know, led for most of the first quarter, but it was always manageable, 4 or 5 points. That little run in the last minute of the first quarter, how can Unitego bounce back? Watkins Glen with the ball, a pull-up jumper right at the foul line is good for Solomon, and it's 21-9. So Unitego, the top seed, taking out Watkins Glen, the two seed, trailing 21-9, 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Dana Stepp on the left side. Stepp goes back for Morgan Perry to the foul line, leaves it for Meg Perry. Her twin sister pulls up for a long jumper. Perry too strong. And the ball out of bounds, last touched by Watkins Glen. And it'll stay with the Spartans. Now, all year, we know Unitego has struggled to score the ball on a consistent basis. They don't have that player who's going to break out and score 20 or 25 for you. So it's going to have to be a team effort to get back in. Here's Haley Lucia with a little 180 turnaround shot. Floater from the left side, it's off the mark, and the Senecas ripped down a rebound with Solomon. Solomon back across midcourt, and will go to the high post. Now looking for Solomon again. Back for Hannah Morse. Will dish one out to the right side for Slater. Now they reverse it, and to the top of the key now for Hannah Morse. 10 on the shot clock. They go down low for Taylor Kelly. A lot of contact as she goes up for the shot, and there's no call when Unitego comes away with the ball. And across half court, Unitego is going to take a timeout. 6:55 to go, first quarter. Coach Z wants to talk things over. It's 21-9. Watkins Glen on top of Unitego. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Right out of the timeout, Taylor Kelly just pulled up and nailed a three-pointer, and Unitego is going to take another timeout with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Watkins Glen 24 and Unitego 9. This has been a tough start here for Unitego, and Taylor Kelly has 16 points here in the first half. This has been incredible. Let's step away again for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. More special sponsors for this Unitego sectional final game include Amphenol in Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Cohen and Fraser Builders, as well as NBT Bank. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. The Unitego girls find themselves down 24-9 to a very good, very quick, and very hot shooting Watkins Glen team. Here's Haley Lucia now for Dana Stepp. Chance of defense from the Watkins Glen crowd. Stepp goes all the way through, slicing through the defense like a hot knife through butter, but can't make the layup. Back up the floor here for Watkins Glen, and a foul as Hannah Morse is muscled up at midcourt. And we'll see who the foul is on for Unitego. Paige McCoy is going to come in. Dana Stepp will go out. And Stepp is whistled for the foul, her first and the team's first. Of course, in the girls' game now, fouls reset every quarter for team fouls, I should say. When you get to five, you're automatically shooting two. Watkins Glen with the basketball, right side of the floor, as they lead 24-9. Unitego needs some of that signature defense right now. Watkins Glen gets the ball to the high post. Solomon with a turnaround shot. It's off the mark. Here comes Haley Lucia back up the floor. Can the Spartans make a run? Intercepted as Lucia tried a home run pass, but then Watkins Glen will travel as they tried to come back up the floor. So the Spartans will hang on. Again, stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. It would be huge for Unitego if they could make a little run before the halftime break to get some momentum back. Faulkner will get it in to Morgan Perry on the baseline right side as Unitego in the white with the green trim goes left to right. Lucia gets off a screen, dishes one for Morgan Perry. Little two-man game there, and Perry is fouled at the right low block. She'll head to the line with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. And so again, 12-4 is that score between South Courtright and Franklin in the girls' D game up at Oneonta today. So we're keeping an eye on that. Unitego trails here 24-9. Morgan Perry to the line. Her first shot is up and good. So Morgan Perry now, her first points of the game. Older sister Meg leads the team with 7 points. And Unitego trails by 14 at the moment with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Perry settles in, second shot, rattles in and out. Rebound to Watkins Glen as Kernan cleans the glass. Back up the floor for Hannah Morse. She'll trot across half court. Looks over to head coach Alicia Learn and will look to set up the offense. A pass to the right side. Now they reverse it to the left side. Swinging around the top of the world here for Taylor Kelly, who has 16 points in the first half. She's looking for more. NBA range three. Boom for Taylor Kelly. She's got 19. She's unconscious right now with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-10. I mean, that was well, like a foot behind the college line here. Unbelievable shot. Ball at half court. Unitego falling apart here as they lose control of the ball. Faulkner's in trouble, and Watkins Glen will come away with it. And Hannah Morse is across midcourt. Morse has it at the top of the key. Will now go to Kelly. Intercepted, though, by Haley Lucia across the big Cortland logo. Lucia puts on the brakes, looking for a trailer. She goes to Meg Perry, who is fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 27-10. And so Perry will head to the line. Foul will be on Hannah Morse, her first and the team's second. Team foul situation here in the second quarter. Watkins Glen with 2, Unitego with 1. And Meg Perry to the line. First foul shot is short and no good. And we heard and saw the other night when Watkins Glen defeated Newfield in their semifinal game that this is a very good Watkins Glen team. South Courtright leading 21-4 over Franklin with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter in the D game. As Perry gets the second shot to go here, she's got 8. Unitego trying to chip away as they trail 27-11 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter, or second quarter, excuse me. Watkins Glen with the ball. Again, they're in the navy blue with the maroon trim. Hannah Morse at the top of the key. Slices through the defense, dishes one off. What a pass there to find Kelsey Kernan. She's got 6 points, and it's 29-11. And Hannah Morse is just putting on a ball-handling clinic out there. Here is Haley Lucia, left side of the floor. Killer crossover from Lucia. Will dish one for Faulkner, left side. Faulkner at the top of the key. Tries to pass to the interior, and it's intercepted by Kelsey Kernan. Kernan will find Morse, who will slow it down and pump the brakes as she gets across midcourt. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 29-11. Watkins Glen on top of Unitego. Here's Morse. We'll zip one over to the far side for Taylor Kelly. Floater in the lane. Rattles in and out. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Meg Perry will track it down. Again, Taylor Kelly with 19 points here in the first half for Watkins Glen. Here's Haley Lucia to the right side as Unitego goes left to right. Looking to get something going on offense. Pull-up jumper for Meg Perry. Splash. She's got 10. Good-looking jumper there from the sophomore. And it's 29-13. Spartans trailing the Senecas here live at SUNY Cortland. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along for a little Saturday afternoon championship basketball. Here is Taylor Kelly. Baseline drive. Left-handed little floater is no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line with 3:20 to go before the halftime break. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll also talk about other games that are going on today that we're keeping an eye on. Of course, the UV boys will be playing Lansing at 3 o'clock right here at SUNY Cortland. We'll have that game for you. The Edmiston boys are playing Marathon in the D final at Oneonta. Also going to keep an eye on that. Taylor Kelly misses her first foul shot. Also later tonight, Norwich girls and Owego. What a great game that'll be down at 5 o'clock at the arena in Binghamton. Second shot is off the mark for Taylor Kelly. Gets it back, fires up a three after she followed her own shot. This time, The ball rolls around on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. And Hannah Morse will come away with it for Watkins Glen. And then she's fouled up near midcourt by Dana Stepp. And that's just the kind of afternoon it's been here for Unitego. A lot of hustle, getting on the floor. And then when they settle in on defense, they're called for a foul. Unitego takes a timeout. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen leads the Spartans 29-13. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Young Football Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Seneca's with the ball. The Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game. Watkins Glen will throw it out of bounds. So back to Unitego with just about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It is Watkins Glen 29, Unitego 13. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Dana Stepp at the top of the key now for Unitego. We'll bounce it for Haley Lucia. Lucia gets off the screen. We'll go back to Stepp. They'll zip it. Paige McCoy on the far side. Steps in for a jumper but didn't pull the trigger. Gets it back to Stepp at the top of the key. Now for Lucia. Five on the shot clock. They go to Morgan Perry. Now to Meg in the corner. Are they aware of the shot clock? Back out. Haley Lucia for three. Bang! Got it. Rattled it home. Dialed long distance for Haley Lucia. Her first bucket of the game. That's a big one. 29-16 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hannah Morse, top of the key. Can Unitego get some momentum? Three ball here for the Senecas. Skims the side of the rim, out of bounds. Going to go back to Unitego, and maybe this is the run they need. Spartans have dug themselves a hole. Now can they climb out of it? This young team, again, only one senior on this entire Unitego roster. If you look down, it's filled with junior, sophomores, freshmen. And now a traveling violation on Paige McCoy right at midcourt as they were trying to set up on offense. Paige McCoy has not seen a ton of minutes this year, but obviously Coach Z sees something in this game plan that he can use her here today. Heck of an athlete, fantastic soccer player, so certainly belongs out on the court. Watkins Glen with the basketball. They'll go to the left side. Now they try to skip it across. Stolen away here by Haley Lucia. Dribbles behind the back at midcourt to avoid a defender. Now throws one across for Morgan Perry, and she finishes. Morgan Perry with the great finish off the look from Haley Lucia. It's 29-18. Again, 29-18. Watkins Glen on top of Unitego, but the Spartans making a run with a minute and a half to go before the halftime break. Right side of the floor now for Watkins Glen. Are the Senecas rattled by this? Here's Hannah Morse. Dishes it down low. It's tipped into the corner. Saved by the Senecas. Now stolen by Dana Stepp, but out of bounds. The defense and the energy really coming alive. Alexa Lucia, younger sister of Haley, will come into the game. Paige McCoy will step out for Unitego. And coming back in for Watkins Glen here will be Adriana Solomon. So Solomon will get it into Hannah Morse, who's been a part of some very good teams the last few years, and she's a senior now for the Senecas. Watkins Glen fires up another deep three. Hits off the left side of the rim. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound, though, for Watkins Glen, but then stolen by Dana Stepp. Stepp dishes one back to Haley Lucia. Lucia across midcourt finds Meg Perry. Perry with a baseline jumper, too short. And the rebound here for the Senecas with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second quarter, excuse me. They haven't changed it on the board, and it keeps confusing me here. Another steal at midcourt, though, by Unitego. And they'll look to get it across the midway point. Here is Stepp. This would be good if they could cut it to single digits going into the break. Here is Stepp at the top of the key. 35 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock for Lucia. Floater in the lane, too strong, out of bounds, back to Watkins Glen. good-looking possession there for the Spartans, but they couldn't finish. Again, 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 29-18. Hannah Morse now will walk it up the floor for the Senecas. Unitigo looking for a defensive stop. Here is Taylor Kelly, who has 19 points in the first half here for the Glen. They work it to the high post. Now back right side. Playing for the last shot. Shot clock, game clock are pretty much identical. Taylor Kelly takes it to the rim. Saw an opening. Couldn't get it. Hannah Morse with a rebound, but is stripped by Morgan Perry. 5 seconds left. Home run pass for Dana Stepp, and the layup is good for Dana Stepp. She's got four, and the buzzer sounds. Unitigo's trying to make a game of it. Halftime, it's Watkins Glen 29, Unitigo 20. Good little run there. 7-0 run by the Spartans to close the half. That should give them some energy. Stay tuned. Maravito Energy Product Halftime Report coming up. Watkins Glen leads Unitigo 29-20 at the break here in Cortland on CDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Maravito, where our people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays from 6 to 5 and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Time now for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Maravito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Maravito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime here in the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. It's Watkins Glen, the 2-seed, leading 1-seed Unitigo 29-20 at the break. Here's our scoring summary. First for Watkins Glen, 19 points from Taylor Kelly. She was hot from downtown. Let's see, that was 5 three-pointers in the first half for Taylor Kelly. Some of them NBA range, folks. No lie. She was really hitting them from downtown. Kelsey Kernan with 6 points. Hannah Morse with 2. Adriana Solomon with 2 for the Glen. On the other side for Unitigo, sophomore Meg Perry with 10 points, Dana Stepp with 4, Morgan Perry and Haley Lucia with 3 apiece. They were down 29-13, but a 7-0 run to close the half was huge for Unitigo to keep this manageable. I mean, they're still in a hole, and they're going to have to fight really hard to get out of it, but I think going into the half, just having a little bit of momentum is going to give Coach Z and his staff something to work with and should give the girls really some energy and some positive vibes to come into the second half. Again, want to thank all our special sponsors that make it possible for us to be here today, folks. I think most people don't realize how many costs are involved with getting a game on the air and for supporting these teams when we have to travel out of the area. So a big, big thank you to all our sponsors, including Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier, Patriot Masonry of Otigo, Northern Eagle Redemption Center in Oneonta, the Unitigo Booster Club, Jake's Deli, a great sponsor throughout the year with their post-game sub-award, which we'll talk about later today, in Otigo, Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, Otigo Family Dental, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, SFCU, Amphenol in Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Cohen and Frazier Builders, as well as NBT Bank, and of course, our sponsors throughout the year that not only sponsor things on the radio, but also my Twitter feed, include NYCM Insurance of Edmiston and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Can't thank them enough for their constant support throughout the season, as well as all our regular sponsors from the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course, the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and our post-game awards as well from Morabito Gresham Insurance, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands. Again, our halftime score, 29-20. It is Watkins Glen on top of Unitigo. We'll get a score update from South Courtright in Franklin. We'll take a quick break and be right back from here in Cortland on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Morabito Energy Products halftime report here on WCDO. Watkins Glen leading Unitigo 29-20 at the break. Can the Spartans dig out of a hole here in the second half? Just a reminder, we'll have the UV boys tipping off against Lansing in the boys Section 4 Class C Championship coming up at 3 o'clock. And we'll also be keeping an eye on the Edmiston and Marathon game coming up later today, which is in Oneonta. Edmiston boys are the 4 seed. Marathon is the 3. And Edmiston knocked off South Courtright, the top seed, the number one team in the state in New York State boys Class D basketball, 59-57 on Thursday night. That was just a huge, big-time game and a big win for the Edmiston Panthers. So congratulations to them. We'll see if they can finish the job today against Marathon. We'll take one more last break. When we come back, we'll have the second half of the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. We're live here in Cortland. And just a reminder, tomorrow we'll be back up at the Carrier Dome. Cooperstown Boys will be taking on Utica Academy of Science in the Section 3 Class C Championship game. We're up at the Dome on Thursday for the Cooperstown Girls as they won a title. And we'll be following the boys tomorrow at 1:45 at the Dome. What a great place to have a sectional championship. One last break. Third quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Started the third quarter here on WCDO. Unitigo takes it right to the bucket. A pass from Haley Lucia to Meg Perry as they had the ball to start the second half, and it's 29-22, so the Spartans making a run. Good dish there from Lucia to find Perry. And so as the run continues, this is a 9-0 run now for Unitigo, dating back to the end of the second quarter, now to the start of the third. They'll go to the left side, try to take it to the rim for Taylor Kelly, who had 19 points in the first half. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Watkins Glenn on the rebound. Again, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Championship Saturday here for some local basketball. Three ball for Watkins Glenn, and Danielle Lessig is short. And a rebound for guess who? Meg Perry for Unitigo. Now to Morgan Newman, the lone senior, will dish for Haley Lucia. Unitigo settling in on offense. They go left side for Meg Perry. Perry with the basketball. Will now go to Haley Lucia on the right side of the floor. Lucia will go to Morgan Perry. Perry back out for Lucia. 10 on the shot clock. Lucia with a little dribble drive back for Dana Steph. Baseline drive left side for Steph to the rim. Missed it. Did everything but finish. Meg Perry a rebound. She can't get it to go. And a third chance here for Haley Lucia, but a shot clock violation as amazingly both those shots didn't hit the rim. I think it's a great call not to reset it there. And so Watkins Glenn will get it back. 29-22. Two-point blank misses there for Unitigo, and neither hit the rim. Senecas will have the ball as they go left to right to start the second half on your radio dial. They'll work one down low here for Hannah Morse. And a left-handed floater ends the Unitigo run as she gets it to go. Tough shot angle there from Morse. And it's the Glenn leading Unitigo 31-22 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Pull-up jumper for Unitigo. Splash for Meg Perry. And she's got 14. And when she's open, she's just decided to pull the trigger here today, and it's paying off. Seneca's with the ball. They lead 31-24. Back to the top of the key for Morse. Straight away for three. Got it. Hannah Morse now with 7 points, and she's starting to heat up. And it's 34-24 with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Here is Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Calls out a play. Gets a double screen at the top of the key. Waiting for the roll from Meg Perry. Now instead they reverse to Dana Stepp. Stepp on the baseline. Runs out of room, but she is bumped and fouled by Watkins Glenn. And that's Kelsey Kernan with the foul. It's our first foul of the second half. So Dana Stepp will be doing the inbounds duties here for Unitigo on the baseline. Stepp will try the inbounds, and it was knocked away. And it'll stay here with the Spartans. So Stepp looking for the interior pass will now go to Haley Lucia. Lucia, back to the right side of the floor, will pull up for a jumper, an air ball out of bounds. I think she rushed that one a little bit. And so it will go back to Watkins Glen with 5:35 to go in the third quarter, 34-24. Watkins Glen back onto the right side of the floor. Here's Taylor Kelly, got another one. Her sixth three-pointer of the game, Taylor Kelly, you can't leave her open. She makes him pay. She's got 22 of Watkins Glen, 37 points. And it's 37-24. Unitego still trying to get back into it. Off the hands of Meg Perry, but also off the leg of Taylor Kelly. And so the Spartans will get the ball back on the baseline. Again, with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. The third quarter. Still haven't changed that up on the board, so folks, you'll have to have to bear with me on that. I'll do my best. Back to the top of the key here for Meg Perry. We'll now go to Dana Stepp. Stepp pulls in for a little 10-footer. Got it. Dana Stepp now with 6 points. And it's 37-26. Watkins Glen on top of Unitego. 5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Hannah Morse across midcourt with a bounce pass to the far side. Morse will get it back. Now they go to the interior for Solomon. Dishes down low. Left-handed layup all alone. And Kelsey Kernan is able to finish. So Kernan now with 8 points. She's off to a good start. 39-26. Dana Stepp comes off a screen. Stepp to the right side of the floor. Pumps it to the interior here for Megan Perry. She'll try a tough angle bank shot, and it goes. Meg Perry with 16. She won't be denied. And it's 39-28. So Unitego is still in touch here with 4:20 to go in the third. And now a steal by Morgan Newman. Breakaway layup right side for Newman. Can she finish? Yes. Morgan Newman gets it to go. Her first bucket of the game. And it's 39-30. So back to a 9-point game. Can Unitego get another run? 4 minutes to go in the third. Taylor Kelly right side. Both teams just trading punches here like a heavyweight fight. Watkins Glen in the paint. They'll try to tip it back out. Intercepted here by Haley Lucia at midcourt and out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Lucia. And so Watkins Glen will hold on. Morgan Newman to the bench. Alexa Lucia comes back in here for the Spartans. Again, 3:50 to go. Third quarter. It's 39-30. Watkins Glen on top of Unitego. Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game. A pass down low is kicked by Morgan Perry. So that'll bring up a whistle. Again, all our special sponsors today include Northern Eagle Redemption Center in Oneonta, the Unitego Booster Club, Patriot Masonry of Otego, as well as Jake's Deli in Otego, and Keller Williams agent Stacy Frazier. On the baseline, they'll whip one in here for Danielle Leszek. And Leszek will try to go to the interior, but instead will dribble to the left side, find Taylor Kelly. Another three, too strong. A brick off the back. And a rebound for Haley Lucia. She's looking to run. Lucia will find Meg Perry, get some space down low, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but we'll head to the line. Meg Perry has just played a tough game here today. 16 points, but she's, you know, had to really battle against some of the bigs down low for the Senecas, as well as run the floor up and down. So, she's got to be getting tired, and hopefully, if you're a Spartans fan, she's got some gas left in the tank. Perry's first shot at the line is good. She's got 17. Again, Unitego's the one seed, Watkins Glen the two in this year's bracket. Settling in for her second shot, the sophomore, Meg Perry, got it to go. So Perry now with 18, and it's 39-32, 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Seneca's across midcourt. We'll set up with Hannah Morse into the paint. Her bounce pass down low is tipped. Like a hot potato at the moment, bouncing around, and Glenn comes away with it. Leszek will find Morse as they settle back in. She fires a three straight away. It's no good. Rebound for Alexa Lucia. She lost it, and the Senecas come back up, and they got a fresh 30 to work with. Unlucky bounce there for the Spartans. Spartans now settle into a 3-2 on defense. Now to the foul line, though. Go to Hannah Morse. 15 on the shot clock. Morse on the right side. Dribble drive, tries to bust it through traffic. It's intercepted. Back for Taylor Kelly for three. Too strong on this one. Rebound loose on the floor. And a foul on Watkins Glen with 2:40 to go in the third. 39-32 the score. Watkins Glen leading Unitego. And it looks like a timeout. No, they'll have a substitution coming in. As back into the ballgame is Jenna Slater for Watkins Glen. Solomon will head to the bench. With 2:40 to go, third quarter, it's 39-32. Here's Alexa Lucia for Haley Lucia now in the backcourt as they'll settle in on offense. Haley finds Alexa and will look to get off a screen. dishes one for Megan Perry, and she's been the main offensive threat today for Unitica with 18 points. Now they go to Haley Lucia. She's got three. She's going to have to score a little bit here, I think, for Unitica to make a run. Here's Morgan Perry, a pull-up jumper, and she got it. Morgan Perry now with 5 points. We got a ball game, folks. It's 39-34 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Unitica, possession by possession, trying to chip away at it. They go to the left side for Slater. As Watkins Glen goes left to right, Slater will find Kelly. They go to the high post, intercepted by Alexa Lucia. Lucia's in the backcourt now. We'll get across the Cortland Red Dragon C logo at midcourt. Keeping an eye on that South Courtright and Franklin game as well, folks. I'll get you another update as soon as they start up in the second half. It was 26-5 at the half. The Rams on top of the Purple Devils there in that game. And a baseline drive back to the action here as Dana Stepp is bumped and fouled by Watkins Glen's Danielle Lessig. With a minute 40 to go, third quarter, it's 39-34. Unitigo trailed by as many as 14 at one point. Spartans will look to get it in. Inbounds pass from Stepp is punched right back out of bounds. Remember, UV Boys and Lansing will be coming up. 3 o'clock tip. We'll have that for you right here on WCDO in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. Unitica will work it into Morgan Perry. Perry to the foul line. Back out Alexa Lucia, who is deadly from three if she can get some room. Lucia steps into the shot, and this one is too strong. Rebound loose, and Watkins Glen will come away. Senecas will get to midcourt. Slowing it down with a minute 20 to go in the third. They're in control still at the moment. A three ball from Leszek is a dagger. Leszek, her first bucket, is a big one to make it 42-34. Just when you think Unitigo's going to get back in, Watkins Glen seems to have an answer. Meg Perry to the rim, a lot of contact, and no foul. Seneca's come away with the ball. Right side of the floor now for Hannah Morse. Morse with a chest pass to Leszek, who just nailed that big three for the Glen. She has it at the top of the key. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen to the high post for Taylor Kelly. What a move, takes it to the rim, and she's fouled. Taylor Kelly now with 24 points, going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So 43 seconds to go in the third quarter, and it's 44-34. And to the line, here is Taylor Kelly, the senior, standing 5'10", has been sensational. She gets that shot to go. She has 25 points, and it's 45-34 with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Dana Stepp, trying to get around a screen, and it's stripped, ball loose, and somehow Unitico comes away with it again. They're in their own offensive end of the floor. Meg Perry is fouled with 28 seconds to go in the third. And so Unitico is now going to be shooting two, as that's the fifth foul against Watkins Glen as a team. And again, in the girls' game now, you hit five fouls, you're automatically shooting two, so Meg Perry to the line will settle in to shoot two. These are big. Again, just if Unitigo is going to make a run, I think they have to keep it somewhere hovering around that 10-point mark to make it reasonable. Perry's first shot is good. She's been sensational today. She's got 19. Second shot coming here for Meg. I think if they could get Haley Lucia going a little bit as well. I mean, she had 24 2 weeks ago in the MAC championship game. That's the thing with Unitigo is Perry misses the second shot. Rebound for Morgan. She'll put it up, and she's fouled, and we'll head to the line. The thing with this Unitigo team, you never know who's going to be the high scorer. Could be either of the Perry sisters. Could be Dana Stepp. We've seen games where Haley Lucia has exploded. Alexa Lucia had a game where she hit seven threes earlier in the year. So you just never know. So Morgan Perry now at the line. Her shot is good. Again, Morgan now with 6 points. And Morgan Newman will come back in. Meg Perry's going to get a break. I like this move here by Coach Z. Get Meg a couple extra minutes. You know, not much. 25 seconds left in the third, but you're going to get a little bit more of a break before the start of the fourth. Morgan Perry's second shot is good. So she now has 7. And it's 45-37 with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Watkins Glen, with the shot clock off, can play for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. Morse will go to Leszek. into the corner for Slater for a long two. It's too long. Alexa Lucia, the smallest player on the court, comes down with the rebound. 5 seconds to go. Lucia across midcourt. Gets it to Morgan Perry. Pulls up for a jumper at the buzzer, and it's no good. Three quarters in the books in the Section 4 Class C Championship game. It's Watkins Glen 45, Unitego 37. We'll be back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Start of the fourth quarter, Watkins Glen girls trying to win a Section 4 Class C championship against Unitego. Unitego's the one seed, Watkins Glen the two. Watkins Glen leads 45-37. Traveling violation on Unitego to start the fourth quarter on Morgan Perry. So Watkins Glen will get it back. Unitego's going to need some of that signature defense that they've had all year long to try to chip away and get back into this one. They've kept it very reasonable. But Watkins Glen has always had an answer. Here's Taylor Kelly, and she'll travel. Kelly has 25 points. And rough, I think my rough math is 6 3-pointers. Just glancing at my notes here. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's 45-37. Here's Dana Stepp. We'll now go to Haley Lucia. Need a couple of buckets from her. Lucia steps back. Here's a three for Lucia. Too strong. And the loose ball will go to Watkins Glen. And Hannah Morse will come across midcourt. We'll go to Leshick on the right side. Watkins Glen going left to right. Leshick will have it on the right side and thread one over to the far side. Now straight away, three for Watkins Glen, misses it, and a rebound for Morgan Perry. She's shot out of a cannon back down the court. Bounce pass for Alexa Lucia. Lucia in the paint is fouled and will head to the line. First foul of the fourth quarter on Watkins Glen. Now that would be another big key. Again, when you get to five fouls, you're shooting two in the girls' game. If Unitego could get there early enough, they could definitely chip away at the line a little bit. Pretty good foul-shooting team as Lucia gets the first one to go. Alexa Lucia makes it 45-38 with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Watkins Glen is back to their starting five now out on the floor. Lucia's second shot rims in and out. And somehow swooping in is Meg Perry to get the rebound. And so Unitego will keep it alive. Here is Alexa Lucia at the top of the key, now leaves one for Morgan Perry. Perry, bounce pass, finds Alexa Lucia again, far side, now to Haley. Haley, step back three-pointer off a screen for Unitego, left it short. That would have been huge. And now a foul, I believe, on Unitego. That's going to be a foul on Morgan Perry. I was just waiting to see who they were going to call that on, because it could have been on Steph or Morgan Perry. So that's the team's first in the fourth quarter. It's 45-38. Right side of the floor now for Watkins Glen as they go left to right. They have it right wing side. Three-point line extended into the corner. Zip one back to the top of the key. Watkins Glen taking their time here with a seven-point lead. Straight away three-pointer for Watkins Glen from Leshick, and it won't go down. Two-on-one if they can hurry for Unitego. They leave it for Haley Lucia. She's blocked from behind there by Watkins Glen. Good defense by Kelsey Kernan. And so Unitiga will have the ball on the baseline. Still a very doable game. Still a lot of time left here for Unitiga with 6 minutes to go. It's 45-38. Inbound pass is stolen away here by the Glen, but then taken right back by Morgan Perry into the hands of Meg Perry. Now for Haley Lucia at the top of the key, and a reach-in foul on Hannah Morse. There's the second team foul on Watkins Glen. With 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we'll get you another South Courtright update against Franklin. Last check we had was 26-5 at the halftime break for the Rams. Watkins Glen's going to take a timeout. We'll step away. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. The Glen leading Unitiga, 45-38. We'll be back on CDO.
The Umpadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umpadol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 45-38. Watkins Glen leading Unitiga, and waiting for both teams to come out of the timeout here. Looks like a little bit of a uniform problem for Unitiga. Maybe some blood on the uniform. Morgan Perry is quickly changing her uniform. She'll go from 21 to 24. Here for Unitiga. So I think coming out of the timeout, one of the officials actually spotted it and said, you got to change that. So, hey, quick thinking there by the Unitiga staff to be able to grab another uniform. So a new number out on the floor, throwing us play-by-play guys for a little bit of a curve, as if it's not easy. It's not easy to tell the Perrys apart as it is. So we'll throw in a new number in the mix as well. I mean, really, identical sisters pretty much. So unless you watch a lot of their games like we do, I could see how it could easily, you wouldn't know who was who. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Dana Stepp at the top of the key. Pulls up for a jumper, just a little off the mark. Not enough spice on that one. And a rebound for Watkins Glen. Very nice design play there, but it didn't work out. The shot wouldn't go down. Watkins Glen leading 45-38. Left side of the floor now for Leishik. She'll go to the high post. 15 on the shot clock for the Glen. Straight away, three for Leisick again. This one is too strong. Rebound for Morgan Perry, and she is fouled underneath. Had good position. Held off the defender with her body. And that's the third foul on Watkins Glen as a team. Foul is on Taylor Kelly for Watkins Glen. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Dana Stepp across midcourt. Stepp will now leave it for Alexa Lucia, who's playing some big minutes down the stretch. Now for Haley Lucia. Left wide open for a two and splash. She got it. Haley Lucia now with 5 points. And it's 45-40. Don't look now, folks. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Back to a 5-point game. Section 4 Class C Championship. Live here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take you the rest of the way. Watkins Glen to the high post. Now for Hannah Morse. Pump fakes, gets into the lane. What a dish down low. And finds on the backdoor cut Kelsey Kernan, who's got 10 points. And it's 47-40. The Senecas just always seem to have an answer today. Dana Stepp left side will leave it for Haley Lucia. Lucia now will leave it for Alexa Lucia. Into the corner. Dana Stepp for three. Left side. Too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Therefore, guess who? Taylor Kelly. She's been outstanding today for Watkins Glen. 7-point deficit for Unitiga as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Leisick for three for Watkins Glen. This one is a bullet that won't go down. And a rebound for Unitiga. They come streaking back across midcourt. Alexa Lucia on the right side in front of the Unitiga bench will now go back to the Top of the key for Haley Lucia. Lucia gets a screen. So Alexa screens for Haley. And they'll leave it off for Meg Perry. Back to the top of the key again for Alexa Lucia. For Dana Stepp. Into the paint for Meg Perry. At the right low block. Puts it up. Hammered. And she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll be shooting two. That's the fourth team foul on Watkins Glen. One more and Unitigo shooting the rest of the way with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Meg Perry with 19 points. Again, we've said it before, she's been great today. Here in the Section 4 Class C Championship game, live from SUNY Cortland. We're glad to have you along. Meg gets the first one to go. She's got 20. And the second shot coming here for Meg Perry. Again, just a sophomore. Second shot is good. Meg Perry now with 21 points. Timeout, Unitigo, 47-42. Watkins Glen on top of Unitigo with 3:35 to go. Fourth quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Unitigo girls have sliced into the Watkins Glen lead as the Senecas hold a 47-42 edge with 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go. And now back up the floor. Here comes Watkins Glen with the basketball. Do have a South Courtright and Franklin update for you at the next breather that we get. Watkins Glen will take it down low and a foul on Unitigo. Going to be their second as a team. Foul's going to be on Haley Lucia. So again, Unitigo girls have sliced into the Watkins Glen lead. Senecas hold a 47-42 edge with about 3.5 to go. And Watkins Glen now with the ball. They go to Taylor Kelly, who has a game-high 25 points so far. Left side of the floor now for Watkins Glen. Pull-up jumper from Kelly is off the mark. But a rebound. Count it for Kelsey Kernan. She's got 12. She's going to the line as she's fouled. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity coming up as Watkins Glen now leads 49-42 with 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. What a big play here. And the foul shot is good for Kelsey Kernan. So she has 13 points. That's 50-42. Still manageable. Unitigo needs some buckets and in a hurry. South Courtright is leading Franklin 30-9 at the end of the third quarter in Oneonta State in the Class D Section 4 Girls Championship game. Now they go to Dana Stepp. Pump fake. Steps in for a long two. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound is a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to the Senecas. And so the Senecas will look to bring it up the floor with Hannah Morse. Time getting thin now for Unitigo with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. At the foul line, pull-up jumper for Watkins Glen. Can't get it to go, but Solomon will head to the line. So Unitigo cut this down to a five-point game, but they haven't been able to get any closer, and Watkins Glen trying to build the cushion again. And so Solomon, the first shot won't go. Second shot coming. Still doable for Unitigo, but they're going to have to get some shots to fall and get some turnovers on defense. Just when they seem to get it within striking distance, that's when Watkins Glen has been able to answer the call. Second shot is good for Kelsey Kernan, and she has 14 now. Back up the floor for Unitigo. They'll go to Morgan Perry on the interior. Now for Meg Perry. Pulls it back out. Perry in the corner on the right side picks up her dribble in a tough spot, and a timeout is taken by Unitigo with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 51-42. Watkins Glen on top of Unitego. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Unitego with the ball. They'll get it into Meg Perry. Baseline left side three won't go. Back out now for Haley Lucia. Pump fakes. Goes to the corner for Alexa Lucia. Through her sister's hands and out of bounds and back to Watkins Glen. With 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Watkins Glen leading Unitego 51-42 here in the girls' Section 4 Class C championship game. UV boys will be battling at Lansing. That game coming up right around 3 o'clock. We'll have that game for you as well right here on WCDO. Seneca's with the ball at the top of the keys. They go left to right. Here is Hannah Morse looking for options. Morse gets off the screen. Had an open look, but didn't shoot it. Wants to choose some time, and now passes it off in a traveling violation on Danielle Leshik. We'll give it back to Unitego. So I think, in my humble opinion, they need a bucket here on this possession with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's, again, the Glen 51 and Unitego 42. Winner will be the Section 4 Class C champion. We'll move on to play Cooperstown next Sunday down at the arena in Binghamton in the state quarterfinals. Haley Lucia will go to Alexa Lucia. High post for Meg Perry. Pump fakes. Sandwich between two defenders. Gets it out for Dana Stepp, and she has an up and down and gives it back to the Glen. Unitego has had chances, but just really, you know, when they've cut it close, they've had some sort of a turnover, a travel, a bad pass. So you got to applaud the effort, but just some of the little things aren't quite clicking here for the Spartans. 90 seconds left. 51-42. Watkins Glen across midcourt. The 2 seed trying to upend the 1 seed here. Watkins Glen with the basketball on the right side of the floor. Time is in their hands right now. Hannah Morse, right side of the floor, will dish back out. They go left side. 10 on the shot clock. Seneca's working down this possession, and a foul as Haley Lucia slaps Leshik on the arm as she goes up for that right-handed layup. So with 1:07 to go, fourth quarter, Watkins Glen in control with a 51-42 edge. Looking to get back to the state tournament, a place that the Senecas are very comfortable being. And the first shot is off the mark and no good. Watkins Glen has run into Cooperstown many times over the years in the quarterfinal round. They've battled pretty hard with one another. Boy, Watkins Glen, when they won their title, I want to say it was 2 or 3 years ago, they were down 16 at the half, came back to win that game. That was a very talented team that they had. Leshik gets it to go, so she now has 4 points, and it's 52-42 with a minute to go. Unitego in desperation mode now. They'll go to Paige McCoy for a pull-up three. Right side of the floor, it won't go. Ball loose now. Both teams scrambling. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Spartans. So again, that Class D update, last update we had was that South Courtright at the end of the third quarter was leading Franklin 30-9. And you might think, boy, 9 points, but just, you know, on that big floor, all that pressure defense coming at you, I think SK is going to be tough to deal with. They just have a lot of really good guards and a lot of height on the inside as well. They're a tough D team to beat. Here's Haley Lucia, right side for three. This is short. Rebound for the Glen. 30 seconds left. And across midcourt here for Hannah Morse. Only a matter of time now. The Glen fans are on their feet. Paige McCoy with a foul on Hannah Morse at midcourt. with 25 seconds left. And the Senecas trying to put the icing on the cake here. That's the first foul on Paige McCoy. Morse will head to the line. 15 foul on Unitigo. We'll send WG to the charity stripe the rest of the way for this final 25 seconds. First shot for Morris is off the mark and no good. I'm told that SK now leads 38-11 with 3.5 to go in that contest. Those games are at SUNY Oneonta today. So if you're back in the Tri-County area, stop up. There's some good action going on today as Morris gets the second shot to go. Morris has 8 points, and it's 53-42. Here's Dana step left side. Back out Haley Lucia. Lucia into the paint. Pull-up jumper for her is off the mark. Rebound, loose on the floor, intercepted, and Meg Perry comes up with it, takes it to the rim. She's fouled with 11 seconds left, and we'll hope she's okay here. Took a pretty good spill onto the floor, but we do know that Meg is a pretty tough one. Bounces right back up, and we'll head to the line with 11 seconds left. Unitigo trailing 53-42. Tough one here this afternoon for the Spartans, the one seed against the two seed. But a great season here for Unitigo. And it looks like it'll come to a close here today with 11 seconds left at SUNY Cortland. Well, talking with Coach Z, he said, I always thought this group would be here maybe next year. You know, once they got this majority of sophomores through this year, still a lot of learning to do at the varsity level. And he said it's been a pleasant surprise that they got to the MAC championship this year and now all the way to the sectional finals. Perry's first shot is short and no good. Still looks like she's in a decent amount of pain, but is really just gritting her teeth and stepping up to the line here with 11 seconds left. So Perry's second shot is too strong. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Paige McCoy. Her jumper is an air ball out of bounds. We'll go back to the Glen with 7 seconds left. Watkins Glen is going to take a timeout with 7 seconds left. We'll keep it right here to recognize some of our special sponsors. Again, when we come to games like this at SUNY Cortland or the Dome or, you know, anywhere that we really have to travel any sort of great distance, there's a lot to get done in order to get these games on the air. So we appreciate our special sponsors helping us with that and supporting local athletics. That's more what it's about than anything, is supporting the athletes and the teams. Keller Williams agent Stacy Frazier, Patriot Masonry, of course, of Otigo, Northern Eagle Redemption Center of Oneonta, the Unitigo Booster Club, Jake's Deli in Otigo, Jessup House Building Supplies, Otigo Family Dental, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, SFCU, Amphenol in Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Cohen and Frazier Builders, as well as NBT Bank. All our special sponsors for today's game. 7 seconds left. Watkins Glen will walk out the clock here. Final score will be 53-42. Watkins Glen is your Section 4 Class C girls basketball champions. Heck of a year for Unitigo. The lone senior, Morgan Newman, getting a big hug from her teammates here. They will miss her next year, but a lot of this team coming back. Heck of a run this year for the Spartans. And, boy, just a very fun team to watch and a lot coming back for next season. Again, our final score, Watkins Glen 53. Unitigo 42. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Two-seed Watkins Glen defeats one-seed Unitego 53-42 to win the Section 4 Class E Girls Championship today. Watkins Glen will face Cooperstown in the state tournament next Sunday. That game will be down in Binghamton at the arena. Times are still to be determined, so make sure, as we will probably be following Cooperstown next week, as we just covered their sectional championship a couple nights ago up at the Carrier Dome. So we could be seeing Watkins Glen very soon here again on CDO. Again, our final score, 53-42. Watkins Glen downing Unitego. Taylor Kelly, a game-high 25 points for Watkins Glen. 14 from Kelsey Kernan. 8 from Hannah Morse. 4 from Danielle Leshick. And 2 from Adriana Solomon. On the other side for Unitego, a team-high 21 points from Meg Perry, followed by 7 from Morgan Perry. 6 from Dana Stepp. 5 from Haley Lucia. 2 from Morgan Newman. Let's get into our post-game awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that today to Megan Perry of Unitego. I thought she was fantastic, and when Unitego needed a bucket, especially during the run to get back in, I mean, they cut this all the way down to 5 at one point. It was a great effort. They had a 9-0 run between the end of the second quarter, start of the third, and a lot of that was Meg Perry. So we'll give her our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Morgan Perry today. 7 points, what I thought was just great on the boards and the glass, and was just fighting hard constantly and helped gather up a lot of those steals and did a great job here today. So we'll give it Morgan Perry, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give our all-purpose award today to Haley Lucia. I thought, yes, only 5 points, but the way she dished the ball out and, you know, had to go toe-to-toe with a lot of great guards here from Watkins Glen, I thought she held her own and came up with a lot of key assists. So we'll give Haley Lucia our all-purpose award here today. Lastly, the special Unitego award that we give out every time we do a Unitego game. It's the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award, and tonight's winner will get a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otego. Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need, and they have a wide selection of deli meats, so don't forget about their sub platters, too. Those are perfect for parties or big gatherings. Call Jake's at 988-2709. Now, normally I try to give this to a different player than we did our other awards, but I just think that Megan Perry, she deserves the sub today, folks. She worked her tail off, 21 points. We'll give her our Jake's Deli in Otego Player of the Game Award. Well, we're going to wrap things up. We'll be back in just a little bit. We're set for a 3 o'clock tip between the UV boys and the Lansing boys in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship. So we'll be back with the Butler Auto pregame show probably about 10 or 15 minutes before tip-off. We'll have some music in between. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Also, Craig Stevens helping out today. So it's been a full team effort, and we certainly appreciate those guys back in our studio. Final score, Watkins Glen 53, Unitego 42. They win the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game. See you in a few minutes for the boys' contest, UV and Lansing, coming up on WCDO.